Thank you very much. I think on that issue, it underscores the very, very important need for capacity building, awareness, continuous awareness. Like it was mentioned yesterday, most of us, we come from very similar backgrounds, with just a few from other background. Most of us are accountants, auditors, but today we are talking about carbon accounting, you're talking about greenhouse gas emissions, things that are scientific, you know, environmental. So there will be need for continuous capacity building, even for the regulators, the preparers. I think it's been echoed very, very loudly in all of the presentations that we've heard from yesterday, even till today, that we've seen from different country level sustainability guideline and frameworks. They've embedded the need for capacity building. Nigeria shared their experience yesterday in the roadmap during the voluntary adoption period of 2 years. They will continue to do a lot of advocacy, training, capacity building, and awareness. I think we cannot have enough of that. And that will be the only thing that we need to do in order to bring everyone, whether it's the preparers, the standard setters, the assurance providers, or the citizens, up to date and get them embedded. Because one of the things that we want to echo very, very strongly is that we keep talking about sustainability reporting. My viewpoint is at this time for us to focus on sustainability practices so that to avoid greenwashing and cosmetic application of whatever standards or metrics. Once people become aware of embedding sustainability practices into their way of work, activities, I think sustainability reporting will just be even much more simpler at the end of the day. Thank you.